We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Thank you so much for being with us. Already getting pictures of what people are drinking on a happy hour Friday. Never too early to start. If you're drinking something, send it to us at TBM929 at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout out. Also, Brian Gebhardt's final day with us here.
Final
on the
happy
midday
hour
show.
Friday. What's the fancy word for this one?
Ultimate.
Okay. All right.
I guess final.
You and Miss.
Grand finale.
Grand finale. Yeah. You and Miss Brenda was out there trying to teach me some new words and everything.
The grand finale for
BG Gebby, Brian Gebhardt on his way out to
Sacktown.
To Sacramento.
Oh.
Yeah. Should I say beautiful Sacramento?
Nope.
Okay, thank you.
But it's going to be better because Brian's going.
Yeah, Brian's going to be out there.
It is one of those places where we spent a lot of time sort of
bashing
it.
Yes.
Along with Brian's going to Sacramento this weekend, I'm going to Charlotte this weekend.
Yes.
If you were going to, what's another place we tend to sort of, if you were going to Cincinnati
or
Louisville.
Or Louisville.
That's your, or just LaGrange, you know, if you
You
like LaGrange.
Yeah, me and LaGrange, we have a truce. All right, so I would never say anything bad about LaGrange.
Good morning, Randy. How
are
you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good, man, on this happy hour Friday. Beautiful outside, a little nip and everything. And I was thinking about, because when we had, I think it was Wednesday, we were talking about getting your car stolen, right, by Bo and everything.
Yeah.
Andy, I forgot what level I parked on yesterday. Because I never get, like, you're rarely fine by the time I get here, any spots on the red deck. And so I usually park on the yellow or the blue. And so I went down to the yellow yesterday, and I knew exactly where my car was parked, and it wasn't there. And it was an empty spot where my car was, where it was supposed to be. So I'm like feeling so bad. I'm like, okay, all these damn cars in here, why would they steal my car? Because it was a spot where I would park at. It was right there.
Right.
It was empty. So I'm like, this might steal my damn car.
Also, that's a lot of effort to get into the parking deck and all that.
Dude, this is my thing. I'm like, hold on. Maybe I parked at the blue. So I walked my ass all the way down to the blue level where it's not there. I said, I didn't park on the red deck. Damn sure did park on the radio. But just the feeling of thought that one of our, somebody, because not one of our loyal listeners, one of the guys who stole a car that was in the car while we were talking about it, actually came over here to Colony Square, found my car, all the cars in that parking deck, and stole my damn car.
We actually gave somebody the idea.
Yes.
You know what? That's a good idea.
Yes.
I'm going to go steal their car.
I was sick for a minute, dog.
That is one of the worst feelings.
I was sick.
When you walk to where you think your car had been, that sinking feeling. Now, whether it is that your car got stolen, that's actually the worst.
Yes.
Your car got towed, that sucks too. Or
I thought that might have been it too.
Best case scenario, you just forgot where you parked, which happens sometimes as well. But that's what it was, right? You forgot where you parked and everything was okay?
Yeah, dog. But I was sick. I saw the element. I was sick. I was like,
wow, you should have known that.
Yeah, I was.
Because if they were going to steal anything, they would have stole the element. Okay? They don't even make those anymore.
Sick.
All right, Randy?
Oh, that's a limited edition?
Element discontinued in like 2016.
Really?
Which actually makes the resale value on a used one not bad.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Not that I'm reselling it.
I didn't know that.
Your hands on a 2008 Honda Element, you hold on tight. As long as you can. I'm going to ride that thing till the wheels fall off. I paid that thing off 2 years ago, and I'm going to ride that thing until it's in the ground.
Do you drive it differently now that it's paid off?
Yeah, a little bit more cocky. You know what I mean? Every once in a while, I'll take the 10 off.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And just go 2. Every once in a while. Maybe get out of the right lane and be in the second to right lane on the highway occasionally. Yeah, nothing crazy,
okay.
But a little more cocky out there with the Element. Somebody out there whipping an Element around, Joe Burrow style. That's me. All right, we'll get into everything that's going on in the world of sports locally and obviously with the emphasis on the NFL weekend as well. Brian Baldinger going to join us at 12:20 today to get ready for Championship Weekend. Both of those games on Sunday afternoon right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. NFC Championship game at 3, AFC Championship game afterwards. We got Atlanta United preseason matchup against Chattanooga tomorrow, the Hawks and the Clippers tomorrow as well. Really action-packed weekend here at the radio station and certainly some local stuff as well. We'll get into all that throughout the show, including what's trending in about 15 minutes. A couple different things came down last night that sort of piqued the interest of the group here. One of them being the All-Star voting in the NBA. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not super surprised to see Trey kind of as far down as he was as far as fan voting went or media voting went. He's not having a great year by his standards. He's having a good year.
Yeah.
But by his standards, he's not having as efficient of a year as he's had. And I think, you know, fifth in fan voting, sixth in media voting in guards in the Eastern Conference is probably accurate in terms of the way that he's been playing this season.
Mm-hmm.
But the 12th from his peers was a little bit surprising to me. Like, I don't know, man. That's pretty far down there.
Right.
Like he's down there past LaMelo Ball, who hasn't played half the season, and he's better than. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't think it's like, it's not like cause for alarm or anything like that. But for him to be viewed that way by his fellow players is not a great endorsement of where he stands right now.
It's so hard for me to look at it like that. I just, you know, I look at it as whatever, you know. I don't look at it as, well, they don't think highly of Trey or something like that. That's just me. I don't view it that way. Let's look at it. They look at it as he's not having a good year. And also, they, you know, these are my boys and everybody votes and stuff like that. That could be it.
I know, but if that's what are your boys.
He was a starter last year, though.
Shouldn't his boys
be
voting for
him? Wasn't he a starter last year?
He was a starter last year. He was not an All-Star the year before that. He was a starter the year before that.
Right.
It's like a weird thing.
Right.
And this sort of gets back to a question you asked me earlier this week.
Is he?
About if Trey's a superstar. Like, I think very clearly not, based on the way, you know, you got to – superstar transcends just your local market,
right?
Like, he's a star here, no doubt. And he's a star in the NBA.
He is.
He's been an All-Star starter twice. But to be a superstar – there's no – you can have kind of a down – first of all, superstars don't really have down years.
No, they don't.
But if you're having a little bit of a down year, you're still considered in that same pantheon.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, in order to be fluctuating in terms of – to go from starter to not on a team, that isn't a really great argument for being a superstar. I don't know. If that's what it is, too, if it's like I'm voting for my boys, because that's what the NBA is now. Like, it's such a friend network.
It is.
And so much of the team building is based on who wants to play with who. And, you know, when I become a free agent, which almost never happens, but if someone demands a trade, I want to go to this team, sort of teaming up with your guys. I mean, if that's what other players think of him,
I can't do that, man.
Literally is what other players think of him. They voted on it.
But I don't mean that they think Trey's not good or anything like that. I just look at the guard value. Who's in front of him?
11 other people.
Who are they? This is what I'm saying. Who are they? I mean, Lonzo Ball, that's kind of weird. But
Kyrie
I mean,
Irving, okay. Donovan Mitchell, okay. Jaylen Brown, okay. James Harden, Tyrese Halliburton, DeMar DeRozan, who isn't a guard, LaMelo Ball, Darius Garland, okay. Jalen Brunson, Zach LaVine.
Okay. Are all these guys playing better than Trey this year?
Some of them are. I mean, not all of them. And also, DeMar DeRozan's not a guard. Wait. But, like, LaMelo Ball's not playing better than him.
Okay.
Darius Garland's not playing better than him. Jalen Brunson's not playing better than him. Zach LaVine's not playing better than him. And they're all considered by peers, mm-hmm. I guess, to be playing better than him. It's just, it's amazing to me how you can go from being all the way up here and right. viewed this way
right.
to then so quickly being viewed all the way down here.
That's just one of the things where it's in flux. I can't read too much into it, into another man, what another man thinks of another man. You know, I mean, I know we can make it seem like, well, they don't respect Trey because now he's 12th in the East and all those different things. It's hard for me, just, and I'll just speak for myself, to wrap my head around that they just think that he ain't good anymore or he's not a top-tier point guard or whatever in this league. I just think that they just voted for the other dudes more than him. Yes, they did. They did. I mean, when the bottom line comes down to it, they casted more votes for the other guys than Trey. But I just – and what was the number? How far off was it? You know, those are the other things you look at. Was it by – however, was it by a landslide that he was in front of behind these guys, or was it close, or things like that?
Yes,
I just
it was.
It was a landslide.
I'm looking at the player votes right now. Okay, yeah, it was. It was quite a few.
I mean, that's just how my mindset is. I just can't automatically just think that everybody thinks Trey Young fell off, because that feels like the way you're describing it to me is like Trey Young fell off. I don't think he's falling off. I just think he's not having the typical efficiency. He's still averaging, 27 points a game?
He is.
All those different things. But it's just like, it's just not as efficient as we're used to seeing it. We're not getting those big Trey moments, the shimmies and all those different things. Not getting it because it's not being efficient.
Yeah. I'm not trying to make a mountain out of it either. It just sort of struck me as unusual to be that far down in that voting. And to me, it sort of speaks more to like a benefit of the doubt sort of thing. Like, to have a year, he's still having a good year numbers-wise, but it's also not as good as he's been.
And his team's not good.
Right? And
his team's not good.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem to matter because all these teams are like 500. Yeah. And again, LaMelo Ball's team has 14 wins.
But I think LaMelo is...
That's the one that I don't understand. I don't get that one at all.
How the hell is Zion, who missed 20 games, a starter in the damn
East? That's the thing about all-star voting, that's fan voting and all this stuff that's very convoluted, and I think that they may get it more wrong than any other league does. The other one that stands out to me that maybe even more like confusing and kind of frustrating than that one is that DeJounte Murray, who was an all-star last year and was traded for, and he's here and they're teaming up and this is exciting. He was voted 24th amongst his peers. Okay. Like, that's outrageous. Like, he's viewed the same way as Grayson Allen in terms of the votes that he got.
But the vote does not implement that he's on the same level with Grayson Allen. If you're going to buy an all-star vote, I'm not
saying. He got the same amount of votes.
If you're going to buy an all-star vote to think that people think that DeJounte Murray is as good as damn Grayson Allen, that's crazy.
His peers gave him the same amount of votes.
That's crazy, man. Don't do that. Don't do that. Nobody in the league thinks that DeJounte Murray is on the same level as Grayson Allen. Don't do that.
Except for all the people that voted for their peers.
Don't do that. That's pretty damn lame right there. That's pretty lame, man.
I think it's lame that he's all the way down there like that.
So you're equating that to that people think that he's as good as Grayson Allen.
I don't know what it is.
Come on, Bob.
I think what it is, and this sucks, is when the Hawks are a little bit off the radar like they are this year.
That's how people treat you.
And I think that's what it is.
That's what a lot of it is.
More than anything. I think the Hawks very quickly get out of sight, out of mind, and I think that's what happened with Trey and DeJounte. But yeah, I mean, for him to be down there with those guys is completely inappropriate. But that's what's frustrating about it, is that he is, you know? I didn't vote for it. They didn't give me one. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Boy, with him, a legend, a Hall of Famer, means I'm doing something right. So it's got to keep going, not pay attention to it, and just let the winning and take care of everything else.
Yeah, hopefully more winning will come, because obviously that is what's going to lead to a lot of this other stuff happening, respect and all that good stuff. What he's talking about there is being in the same historical category as Oscar Robertson and Isaiah Thomas in terms of assists and points in games. We talked about this earlier this week about how he's now got 58 different games in his career where he's got 30-plus points and 10-plus assists, which puts him on the same level as Magic Johnson.
Yeah, man.
Pretty incredible. Like, you know, you start looking at some of this stuff, and that's one of those things that we haven't seen as much of this year as in years past with Trey. It's like every night it's like, well, the only guys who have ever done this before are like Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or LeBron James and someone, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it seemed like every single night something like that was happening. Hasn't been as many performances like that, but there was the other night where he played really well and they won the game and he had 30 and 10 again. Hopefully there's more of those performances in the second half of the season. I mean, one thing, as much as there's, you know, a more of a dynamic duo with him and DeJounte in the backcourt and all that stuff, Trey playing well and dominating games is still one of the best things this team can do to try to win games.
No doubt about it. I mean, they need this guy to be at that all-star level that we are accustomed to seeing him do it. And I think that, you know, as the season goes along, I think you mentioned something yesterday, he just don't look right.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't have an explanation for why he's playing how he's playing.
He just don't look right. And because he's always been an efficient player. You know, and that's my biggest thing. It's not them blitzing him. It's not all I don't even think it has anything to do with being comfortable with DeJounte Murray. It's just not, don't look like himself.
And, yeah.
And so hopefully, you know, as we get, you know, past this All-Star break, he can turn it on and everything. He looked like himself the other night. And everything's always one of those things where you find your rhythm, you try to build off something, and then hopefully you can build off that. They got the Clippers coming in here tomorrow night. Kawhi and PG are playing their ass off. I mean, them dudes are playing really well. Don't know if they're going to play when they come here or not. But, I mean, he has just got it because he's the engine. We know that. He's the engine of this team, of this organization. And as he goes, this team usually goes. And with him being inconsistent, I think a lot of times this team is going to be inconsistent also.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right. Hopefully the play gets a little bit more consistent in the second half of the season, and hopefully that leads to more wins, and maybe they get hot. They have been playing better offensively over the last couple of weeks. I think they lead the NBA in field goal percentage over the last 2 weeks.
I think Mike said, right, 54% or something like that.
They've been playing better, and a part of it is they've had their guys, which is very helpful. I know DeAndre Hunter's been dealing with an asthma situation, and a couple other guys have been in and out of the lineup, but this is about as healthy as they've been the last couple of weeks, which is not surprising why they've been playing a little bit better. Now, hopefully that health sticks around. That's the thing you can't really count on, though. You look up and down the NBA. Luka twisted his ankle last night and left the game. You know, you watch any game pretty much. Anthony Davis, obviously, we were talking about that yesterday. Like,
just fell. Like, he's
Zion throwing, hadn't played in a
throwing,
month.
Look, he's throwing up a, like, end of the half-court shot. And gets hurt.
Yeah. It's almost like with him, it can't always be bad luck, though, right? Like, he went up and threw it up, and he came down on a guy's foot.
Yeah.
Man, bad luck.
That's just like.
But how can there always be a foot there? There's just always a foot there with Anthony Davis. Maybe his feet are so big.
He's living right.
It's like, man.
I don't know, man.
He's out there sinning?
I don't know, man. I ain't going to put that on that man. But, damn, like, every time it's always, like, even he'd be like, damn.
Again?
Man, again?
All I was doing is trying to make a half-court shot at the end of a quarter.
That's it.
Yeah, man.
Unbelievable.
The Eastern Conference and Western Conference All-Star starters were announced yesterday. Again, some of these guys are injured, too, so they might have to be replaced. Giannis, KD, Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, and Kyrie Irving in the East. In the West, LeBron, Jokic, Zion Williamson, Stephen Curry, and Luka Doncic. So those are the five. Obviously, Zion probably won't be able to play. We'll see about everybody else. And then the reserves will be on after that as well. And that's coach voting, right?
They're doing the coaches vote that. The rest and then of the team. Players, LeBron and Giannis, on the day of the game are going to pick the reserve players.
Right. So it's kind of going to be like a playground sort of line up on the baseline and get
but
picked.
Don't they? But that's the thing about it. Are they going to have, you remember we used to have the reversible uniforms or AAU? I guess that's what they're going to have because they always make them all custom uniforms.
That'd be kind of cool.
So they're going to like the practice. Yeah. I guess they're probably going to have to do that.
Remember when they had briefly, I think it was Champion that made them?
Yeah.
They were reversible jerseys and on one side it was like Jordan and the other side it was Kobe?
Yes. Oh, no, I never saw.
You get two jerseys in one?
Oh, no, I never saw that.
It was like the Wizards on one side and the Lakers on the other side.
The East Bay magazine, man, with the that's where we got it. Well, we were going to get him because my brother wanted to come up to Atlanta and play in a 3-on-3 tournament, and he thought that like we were the Globetrotters, so he wanted to get us all custom. Like I don't know what kind of job your mama got.
Huh? Can we just get T-shirts?
Can we get T-shirts or something?
Or shirts and skins?
You know what I mean? Hey, but I'm assuming that's how they have to do it because they do make everybody's jersey custom for each side. So I'm assuming they're going to have reversible jerseys.
Make them two, maybe.
That could be it, yeah.
And then when they swap it, I don't know. All right, so a little bit of Braves news as well. We'll get into kind of the broadcast, and we talked about Chip Carey earlier this week. More Braves broadcast news. Not great, does it sound like, in just a minute. But here's Alex Anthopoulos meeting with some fans, sort of giving a little bit of insight into what his offseason is like. And, you know, he keeps an eye on the moves that are happening in the division.
People ask, do you react when other teams are doing stuff? You see the Mets doing stuff and other teams, obviously the Phillies. Do you react? No, we can't react. We just can't run a team that way. We have our things that we believe in, things that we do, and we have to keep the blinders on when it comes to that. But we follow, we monitor. So when Carlos Correa ends up in Minnesota Twin, I am pumped. So, he's a great player. So, but that being said, I don't want these other teams getting great players. So, because we know how big a challenge it is. So that being said, we follow, but we have a game plan. We're going after the guys that we fit, that fit for us. We try to get it done.
That watch Chip left?
What?
No, I was.
Well, no. Here's the thing. I thought that. Anyway, good stuff from Anthopoulos, kind of making a joke about when Correa signs with the Twins. Yeah. I think we all kind of had the same thought. Good. Not on the Mets. That's awesome. They signed a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
That's good. Let's keep Carlos Correa in the American League. Yeah. Bally Sports sounds like they're. They're in financial trouble.
Yeah, they know might be.
Sounds like they might be about to declare bankruptcy.
Right.
Which isn't good when you're a big billion-dollar company like that.
Right.
What it does allow you to do, though, I guess, just in sort of reading, and I'll be hand in the air, 100% honest, I do not understand the ins and outs of broadcast contracts and all this stuff.
Right.
Going bankrupt is bad. We know that.
Yes.
What it may allow them to do is void some of their contracts with some of these teams about what they had agreed to as far as the rights fees go. So the Braves were set to make about $100 million a year over the next 5 years from their broadcast partnership. That might not be the case. And if that's not the case, that means some of their revenue goes down, which sucks. And I don't know what that means as far as spending or anything goes, but that doesn't seem good. Now, I thought that about Chip Carey, too. I was like, oh, maybe that's why I left.
Right.
Now, they're owned by Bally also.
Oh, they're? Okay.
And apparently, based on the article that I read, the St. Louis contract is the worst one.
Ooh.
So, like, that's they're going to have to tighten the belt loops the most as far as the money goes. So, that wasn't why he went there. Guess he just really wanted to go to St. Louis.
I mean, that's where he's from and all those
reportedly.
Reportedly. But, no, when you mentioned it yesterday during the show, I was like, oh, that's not good at all. Like you said, bankruptcy and all those different things. But I don't know how they mend this. Dude, because, I mean, the Braves ain't going anywhere. They're going to be on TV somewhere.
Yeah, you're going to be able to watch the Braves.
Watch the Braves. I know Bo was talking about streaming and all these different things. Something else I don't know too much about. But, you don't want that kind of distraction right now. And then my biggest takeaway is what you just said, the $100 million. Now, Liberty Media and the Braves ain't going broke no time soon. But does that put them back in that situation? We lost that annual Bally's revenue, so. Yeah, so now we can't go and do this.
We were close to signing Max Fried.
This close, but then the Bally's thing happened.
And now we can't sign
And that's my only thing. I don't want that to become.
Yeah, you don't want that financial excuse.
Yes.
Here's my suggestion, and again, I don't know a lot about this, and I'm playing with other people's money, but, you know, let's do it. Maybe Liberty Media just makes their own little Braves network.
They got the bread.
They've got the money, and I'm sure it would cost quite a bit of money to pay for the infrastructure that already exists from what Bally has and just buying the studio space and all of that stuff, like literally cameras and all that to make it work.
Bring it from Ballas. They ain't using it.
I would imagine they'd be selling stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
They're having their stock prices was going to be 10 cents on the dollar based on the article that I read. So maybe you get some discount cameras and microphones and all that kind of stuff to get a TV
just
network.
Just buy the building.
We've seen teams do this. The Yankees have their network, the Yes Network. The Red Sox are on NESN up there. Like, there are successful regional networks that have these contracts with these teams and in some cases are run by the team. The Braves are as big of a property as any team in baseball, pretty much, right? I mean, the footprint of Braves country
is nationwide.
All the Southeast. Yeah, nationwide for sure. But, I mean, you got Georgia, you got Alabama, you got Mississippi, you got North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, like Florida. Yes. We're talking about a large chunk of the country where if you had your own network, it seems like it would be profitable.
I think it would be profitable. But that's the thing about they got the money. Just go out, buy all the Bally stuff. We bought a beauty salon one time. The lady was like,
you bought a beauty salon?
Yeah, a while back. Yeah. But because we were tired, she was going out of business, everything, and she was selling the stuff. And I was like, well, I'm going to just buy the building. Why don't you just buy the shop?
Just buy all of it.
Just buy all of it.
So you got a bunch of like hair dryers and stuff like that?
Oh, dude, it was all in storage. Beauty is is where it's at.
Sure.
And everything. I should have gotten, like, I had a friend of mine. She got into the weed, the hair business. And I was like, man, anybody getting into that mess? Oh, she so banked right now. That was one of those things where you're like, damn, that one and maybe Apple. But the hair thing was definitely one of them things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That one of them, she was trying to sell me on it. I was like, man, ain't anybody studying that mess.
People always want to be pretty.
Should have jumped on that so long ago. Should have jumped on that.
Maybe go the other direction. We'll just encourage people to love themselves for the way that
love
they
that,
are.
But Andy, I'm not saying they don't love themselves, but they love that hair.
They sure do.
Damn.
People are trying to fight aging.
Andy.
There's a lot of money in trying to fight aging.
You know how much a damn sew-in cost?
No. I don't.
Grip.
How much?
Minimum?
Yeah.
$250?
Jeez. You should have got in on that.
Yeah, dog.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get you a big deal, small deal, no deal with Brian. It is Brian's final day with us here on the Midday Show. Feel free to send all your AMA questions over, Brian related. We'll get Brian in here for the AMA as well and answer some questions. But big deal, small deal, no deal coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Emmy.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Grinding.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Grinding. Brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. If you're out there drinking something here on a Friday morning, let us know. We'll give you a shout out at TBM92.9.
Pour it up.
At Randy Mac 81.
Let's get it on for Brian.
Yeah, pour a big stiff one for Brian Gebhardt.
Yeah, man.
On his final day with us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. He's off to Sacramento on Sunday morning, bright and early Sunday morning.
Yes.
Him and his dad are driving out west. He's taking the program director job at Sactown Sports in the city of Sacramento to run that radio station. They're in great hands
yes,
out there.
Yes, they are, man. That's a hump, boy.
It's not a short drive.
I'm you driven from Seattle here for love.
But I did it in a long stretch.
I've never driven days before. And I think that's the biggest thing. Never driven days. The longest I've ever drove was from here to Miami.
Okay.
Yeah. Even when we were in St. Louis, I was like, ship everything.
Yeah. And that's not a short drive.
No,
like,
no,
that's
no.
A,
ship everything.
Like, how many hours is Atlanta to Miami
just
driving?
Just depends.
Right.
Depends.
Estimate.
I got on that turnpike one time. I got here in 7.
Wow.
Yeah, I was hosting a party at the old Buck when Buckhead was Buckhead.
Wow, good for
and
you.
Yeah, I was getting.
How long would it take me, do you think?
12.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, 12. Yeah. At least 12.
You hosting a party?
Yeah. That's when I was young and, you know, goatee was still dark and everything. Yeah. But yeah, we used to host parties and everything, man.
I noticed very early because I drove from Seattle here and I did it in like 12 days.
Yeah.
It was like slow, stopping all over the place.
Right.
But after like the first day, I was like, all right, this is kind of sucks being by myself.
I would think so, because I know Mr. Gebhardt is.
Some people like being alone.
Mr. Gebhardt is driving out here with Brian. I mean, driving out there with Brian. I'm just like, I can't even see. Like, Brian, are you going to drive? Is Mr. Gebhardt going to drive or he just riding?
He's going to have, like, the midday shift. So I'll be like.
When the sun's out.
Yeah, because he's got to get that nap in. You know, he's retired now. So even, like, Sunday, I was like, plan your first nap, like, a couple hours in the morning, you know. And then you've got the midday shift. I'll take, you know, either end there as far as the morning. And then we're both, like, I'm an old man in spirit in the sense of I hate driving at night.
Me too.
Especially for, like, lengths of time and areas that I do not know.
I like driving.
I don't like that at all. So, like, we're going to be getting up, getting out at, like, 6, 7 every day. Like, 7 at the latest, you know, and get the most daylight you possibly can.
Yeah, that was my whole thing, too. I try to drive in the day as much as possible and avoid driving at night. Now, if you have to drive at night, driving on the freeway is at least a little bit easier because you're just doing the straight thing and there's streetlights everywhere. But anyway, Brian's headed out on Sunday. Today's his final day. If you've got any questions for him, we'll get to the AMA in about 2 hours from right now. And again, it's a happy hour Friday brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. So drink up. Let's get to Brian in a big deal, small deal, no deal.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers. Find the perfect gift for any occasion at Salomon Brothers Jewelers in Buckhead or Alpharetta. Online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Jay Plum was the guy who did that voice right there. Big deal, small deal, no deal. He's one of the many listeners I thanked in Off the Cuff today. And if you're one of those listeners or want to find out if you're one of those listeners, go check it out. Go download Off the Cuff. If you just listen to us on radio, that'll be out closer to 2 o'clock today. And I will surely forget some of you. So let me know about it on Twitter and be angry about it.
And
let me know.
It's not a shot.
It's not an exhaustive
list.
It's
not intentional.
Yeah.
I just tried to think of as many. Like, I didn't know what you were doing while we were doing Off the Cuff. You were writing stuff down. And I was like, What's he writing down? Like, are we saying a lot of funny stuff? We don't do takeaways of the day on the podcast. Brian was writing down all the listeners he could think of to thank at the end of it. And you thank like 12 or 15 people or something like that. But ultimately, you'll forget someone. He didn't mean to.
No, yeah. He did not.
But go find out if you're one of those 15 people.
Also, keep in mind, I'm not as active on Twitter as some of the other people. So if you're one of those people who's been with us on Twitter a lot, and maybe I didn't see some of the stuff, but continue to listen to these guys, certainly, for sure. But check that out on Off the Cuff today. Kind of go down memory lane.
Uh-oh. Your mic broke.
Damn it.
They're like, get him out of here.
Damn it. The mic broke again. And then here comes Brian, because this is what I've been working with Brian longer than anybody. And the one thing I know about Brian, it happened yesterday. I know that mad ass Brian face.
Oh yeah, Brian walk.
Yeah, that mad Brian walk. There it is, right there. Here it is. Here it comes right now with his mad ass Brian walk.
But you don't have to worry about it anymore. Yeah. Like, isn't that great? Yeah. Like these are now only our problems.
Yes. Yeah. Here he comes.
Oh
with,
that was a saunter. Usually it's an angry walk.
What
am I going to be mad at?
Yeah,
it's the last day.
Can you be mad at?
Mike still doesn't work.
2 hours and 15 minutes left, and then you don't have to think about this crap ever again.
Please get it fixed. Please get the mic fixed for everybody who works there. What are we going to start with? Oh, I was going to, a couple of different things here. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Actually getting to host a show with you guys. And then Joe Patrick. Joe Patrick caused enough trouble where he demanded that he was on the show. It couldn't just be Andy, Randy, and Brian, but that Peach Bowl show we did before Ohio State, Georgia, which we sounded very smart on. Joe likes to remind me that he goes, I just can't believe everything we got right and everything that we mentioned. You know, so it was really funny. Now, we thought Georgia may have been pulled away a little bit more than it was. Joe was actually the closest to the score.
Yeah.
But being down there at Reverb, which hopefully you guys get a chance to go to again, big deal, small deal, no deal.
Oh, it's a big deal. That was a fun show. I thought that I didn't know what to expect as far as the atmosphere. That place, that was a cool-ass place to do a show and to go watch a game and everything. And obviously, I didn't know what to expect. I know I've worked with you all the damn time. I didn't know how I was going to vibe with the four people, with Joe. Never worked with Joe before, but, I mean, everything flowed so well, man, and it was cool.
That was awesome. That's one of my favorite shows I've done at 92.9 because being down there was so fun. And, you know, obviously, you guys being Georgia fans and Georgia about to play in the playoff again and Joe representing the Ohio State side of it. And I didn't realize quite what a diehard Ohio State fan Joe
is. He is.
Like when he came on the show that next week and we were kind of having some fun with him about, are you still mad and stuff? He was not having fun. He was genuinely furious about the way that game, the football game went. And he's probably still mad about it, which is awesome. Cause that's exactly how I'm still mad about UW losing to Alabama in the college football playoff in 2016. Like, I didn't know it was like that for him with that team, so we got to learn. Plus, he just knew his stuff, and obviously you guys were great. I just thought that was – I wish we could have done it more.
Yeah.
And now we'll never get to do it again, thanks to Brian.
Oh, wow.
Leaving us.
Yeah, Joe tweeting out Payne, which was really funny. And then he had the backup running back's name, who was in on the first drive. I was like, way to go, Joe.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple names I was like, we got to name some Ohio State people that are going to wind up doing stuff. And what a hell of a game. That was probably the college football game of the year and really the de facto championship.
Have they played in the best two semifinal games?
Yeah.
Ohio State and the one against Oklahoma?
In the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, the Rose Bowl and that game are the two best playoff games ever.
Yes.
By the way, Georgia, please make it back to the Rose Bowl so I can go because I wasn't able to go last time. And I know I'm not very close to that, but I'm close enough to make the drive and make that trek for
maybe
sure.
Maybe get like a home and home with Cal or something.
Yeah. maybe something like that, right?
Little Stanford
action.
Yeah.
Who knows? The other thing too, if I ever get in a bad mood, especially the last like month or two or whatever, and I don't know, life's been very busy, but I just think about the first show we did at Reverb, which was Bo and Chris Thomas, and Bo was in that ridiculous LSU suit, which Bo wears his team on his sleeve and all over his body, really, to that point. But I always think about, man, Bo just sitting there at halftime, just down multiple touchdowns, had to leave that game because it was that bad. But that was really fun, the show that we got to do there.
Do you have LSU underwear? No?
Did you say this man about to draw?
Yeah, I just wanted to know.
Yeah, but that
I have underwear with Tigers on them, but they're not necessarily LSU underwear.
Mm.
But no.
But I bet he does now. I bet he'll go get some. That's a not yet. That's what that answer was for sure.
But at least we learned some information about the type of underwear that you wear. So that was good.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. This is something we brought up a couple weeks ago. But being able to do, and we didn't go to the Georgia parades. I went to the first one. I didn't go to the second one. But celebrating three championships as a show over the last couple years, and you guys having three kids in the meantime, or at least the third one on the way. Big deal, small deal, no deal, especially after, you know, Atlanta United won right before we started as a show. But, you know, the Braves, since 95, they were the last team to win a championship here. And since we became a show, Three championships.
It was, I mean, it's a big deal, man. It's been so much fun because, you know, we were together when the Hawks won that fun run, you know, and everything. And I thought, you know, just being a dog and watching this team that I love so much, it's a dear and dear. And both teams, the only teams that I get upset about, the Braves and the Dogs, able to win multiple championships and do it with y'all, it's been just great. I always think about real quick that damn night after the Dogs won it and we're on the air, making a guest appearance on the air and just can't remember anything.
Only way to remember that appearance is going back and listening to it.
Yeah.
Listen to the recording.
Yeah.
No recollection of anything that was said after that. Yeah, no, it's been fun to live vicariously through you guys in the two Georgia championships because, you know, it's fun when teams locally do well, and obviously we want them to do well, and I consider myself to be a Braves fan, so that was cool personally, too, and my wife's a huge Braves fan. But, Georgia winning a championship 10 years ago for me wouldn't have really meant much. I would have watched it, and that would have been kind of fun. But now being with you guys every single day and seeing how much you care about the team, and obviously Randy having played for the team and all that, it was very cool to watch Georgia become the juggernaut in college football through your guys' eyes a little bit and sort of get to appreciate it a little bit differently and root for them too, you know?
Yeah, and the coolest thing about that first Georgia championship for me, or like the moment that was just wow, because you have to wait down on the field like 5 minutes before the game before they let all the local media people out, and you're sitting there, and I'm sitting in the tunnel, can't even watch it, and it's the Keely Ringo pick six, and you just hear it, and you're like, holy crap, they're going to win the national championship, and you're sitting there, and then Vince Dooley comes by on a golf cart, and just chilling, he's got the biggest smile. I mean, that man always has a smile on
yes,
his face.
Does.
But the massive smile he had on his face, and then Kirby seeing him, the story he tells about him just being by the elevator the time he went back up to his room and everything. So really glad he was alive for all of that.
No kidding.
And, you know, the field named after him and everything now. So very, very cool. Really gracious guy. And finally, big deal, small deal, no deal. Doing this for almost 4 years. Not getting fired yet. You know, that's pretty good.
And like, honestly, we haven't even really gotten in trouble.
No.
Like, shockingly.
I don't think
couple little things
but like
here
nothing
and there.
Really.
Nothing major.
We haven't had a whole lot of, like, closed-door meetings.
No,
or
we have not.
We haven't been trending on Twitter or anything
We haven't gotten in trouble. It's been a couple. I wouldn't call it reprimand. Just, okay, guys.
Hey, maybe don't do that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of
like that.
It's been a couple of those. But, yeah, we haven't gotten in trouble or anything.
Yeah.
You know, they did take an hour from us.
That's true.
You know, without our...
That's because they knew Brian was leaving.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
It did allow us to have off the cuff, which is very cool. I know a lot of people really like.
That's true.
And by the way, I know we're reminiscing here. Andy and Randy are still
going
to continue and thrive.
We'll be back on Monday.
I'm going down memory lane
This
will be, big deal, small deal, no deal. The show, my last day, Andy's got to go to Charlotte. It feels like some sort of weird punishment.
Yes.
I did something bad.
Are you headed there today?
We're going to Waynesville today.
Okay.
Drop the baby off. Go to Charlotte tomorrow. Stay in Charlotte tomorrow night. Go to the wedding and I'll...
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Dude, go to the wedding. And
he's throwing pens. He's so mad about Charlotte.
And this one of them weekends, dog, like, if y'all were drinking, y'all ain't got no baby.
I know.
Y'all going to be in a hotel together,
We're
man.
Staying at friend's house, but still, like, no baby.
But y'all married, so y'all can sleep in the same room. You know, that's what I'm saying, dog. Yeah.
My task this weekend, though, is to get Abe...
We got to get Abe.
...some action.
Yeah, I heard that in the crosstalk. That was great. I like how Sandra was trying to say it in a nice way, but
I think so. I don't think he's the problem.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, is he will? Like,
I think he's willing.
He might be celibate.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think unintentionally, but we're gonna try to break that this weekend. I think I set the bar too high with get laid. How about just a handhold?
Hmm. Like walking down, like a late date to the wedding.
What about a phone number.
Interlocked.
Meet a nice lady. Let's set the bar at a good reachable level.
Peck on the cheek.
I'm sure the Willie P. lady got some friends.
Sure she does.
Yeah.
I'm on it. And then Abe's going to be on it. And I'll tell you about it on Monday or Tuesday, actually. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.